On today's show, I'm going to be talking about dealing with hardship in our lives. We see the results, both positive and negative, of many competing forces. Look at some of the benefits that have resulted from the pandemic. It has helped many people do things such as work from home and be more present for their family. Yet it's also caused a divide. Look at the various positions people fight over mask mandates, vaccine mandates, social distancing, etc. Not to mention the increases in divorces, addictions, isolation, suicide, etc. Instead of taking a stance in this time of division, I'm instead going to be talking about how we can stay close to the center and use this wisdom to deal with multiple areas of hardship in our lives. Coming up on Season 5, Episode 1 of
Cup of Tao,
starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing? With me, I've been dealing with stress just like yourself. I tend to do what a lot of us do. I compare. I look at others who seem to have good lives, the ones that have seemingly no financial worries, perfect kids, and seem so happy. Speaking of which, I got off of Facebook, stopped my Facebook activity, and I feel so much better. When Lao Tzu told us not to compare or compete, I think Facebook staying off of that has helped me to that end. But I've been dealing with kid issues, health issues, work issues, you name it, I'm dealing with it. And that's kind of kept me silent for a while. Did you miss me? Now, if you're new to this podcast, this is 100% definitely not the place to start. For those who have been with me for a while, I'm glad you're still listening. I really appreciate you. If you look at life from the perspective of some religions, there's a promise that if things don't go well in this world and you're living a certain way, you will be rewarded in the afterlife. Then there's the Buddhist philosophy that points to the root cause of suffering to be attachments and addictions. And that seems pretty true, as I can argue that a lot of my suffering is from attachments to outcomes, attachments to my kids, attachment to my work, attachment to my own body. And the Buddhists offer an Eightfold Path as a solution. And yeah, I'm simplifying here a little bit. With Taoism, what do we have? Our potential solution lies in a loosely offered threefold path of love or compassion, moderation, and humility. Would we have less fighting? Would we get less worked up if all of us could have compassion? If we could see things from another's perspective, even if we disagreed with that perspective? If our actions, and if the actions of all leaders, was done from love, and what is best for people versus what gets the most votes, would that change life as we know it? What if we didn't blame ourselves nor exalt ourselves? Do you think we could still love ourselves and own the bad that is in us? Is that possible? Can we forgive ourselves and still do self-correction in the future? Here's the kicker, and it's a hard pill to swallow. Are you ready? Staying to the center may contain a realization, a recognition that we're going to screw up and that life is still going to sometimes smack us, even when we follow this path. Even our actions, despite their intentions, actions made out of love can cause harm, even kill. Actions made out of wisdom and logic can also cause harm and kill. Can you be okay with knowing that even when you do your best, your very best, life can still crap on you? I don't know why. Are you okay with realizing that we follow moderation, compassion, and humility, and still we might have it rough sometimes? Compassion, moderation, and humility. Follow it. But remember, life will have other plans sometimes. The kindest person can be hit in the head by a robber. From this point forward, remember my line about not making things worse, Season 1, Episode 6, which is, we cannot always make things better, but we can certainly do actions to make things worse. Don't make things worse if you can keep from it. I want you to be the best you can. If you slip up, get right back on track. Do the best you can, following the compassion, moderation, and humility principles as your guide. I'm in the back of your mind now as your cheerleader from this point forward, and you can do this. If you want to find out more about me, please go to chrismclish.com. See the show notes for more information. Also, check out my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times, available in written and digital form. Get it now. Available at most book and ebook retailers. Hey peeps, how you doing? So yeah, as I mentioned, I've been dealing with some stress, but I'm getting through it. I'm thinking about bringing some guests on the show still. I just don't want to put pressure on myself for deadlines. I have read a good book by Nate Rifkin called The Standing Meditation. I thought maybe I might have him on at some point. I don't know. I've been contacted by numerous others who want to talk about their books and services, and all I can commit to is maybe. I'm just not wanting any extra stress or pressure or anything else on my shoulders, so it's more a matter of me not wanting to commit to anything. But are you still with me? I hope so. Keep the subscribe button on. I'm not sure when the next episode will be, what it'll be about. Give me ideas, though, and I love to hear from you. I'm there for you. I thought about doing like a grab bag of questions like I've did in the past, but decided that this episode will kind of give a general overall response, because most of what people ask me about has to deal with hardship anyway, situations like that. So this general response will kind of encapsulate some of what I want to say. But I'm still here for you. Until next time, I'll see you later. Hey, that's all for today's show. I'll see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.